In this bulletin, debate continues ahead of the government bringing its draft hate speech bill into Parliament. The foreign ministers of Denmark and Greenland prepare for a meeting at the White House. And in tennis, Bernard Tomic's hopes of an Australian Open resurrection are dashed. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, I'm Angelica Waite. The head of the judiciary in Iran has signalled his support for fast trials and executions as authorities continue to crack down on nationwide protests. Chief Gholam Hossein Mohseini Ejai says a speedy process would act as a deterrent. The judge's statement has come amid reports of 26-year-old Iranian Irfan Soltani being sentenced to death days after his arrest for protesting, despite the lack of what advocates say is a transparent and fair trial. Meanwhile, US-based human rights activist news agency says the security force crackdown on the demonstrations has killed over 2,500 people.
Firstly, if we want to do something, we need to do it quickly. I'm sorry, but if the work is delayed, it's even possible that 2 months, 3 months later, it doesn't have the same effect. If we could do something today, if we did it in 2 to 3 months, it wouldn't have the same effect.
Labor MP Josh Burns says if coalition members vote against upcoming hate speech laws, then the opposition's position on anti-Semitism is hollow. The coalition is yet to formally announce its position, but National Senator Matt Canavan says he will not support the draft bill, claiming it could stifle criticism of the government's immigration policies. The laws, drafted in response to the Bondi attack, will make new offences for publicly promoting or inciting racial hatred. Mr. Burns says he hopes they make the right decision.
What's really important is that sensible people inside the Liberal Party take control and ensure that we have the passage of these laws. If not, their speeches, their press conferences, their stamping of the fists will be very hollow, and it will be a great disservice to the Jewish community and any other victim of racism in Australia.
The Australian National Imams Council says aspects of the federal government's draft hate speech laws will disproportionately burden the Muslim community. Speaking at an inquiry into the draft bill, Council President Imam Shadi Al-Sulayman says the laws are being rushed through without proper consultation from faith leaders. He argues that while the council supports strong action against hate and violence, the draft bill fails to protect the Muslim community. Imam Al-Sulayman says the current bill treats religious leaders as a risk factor and will expose speech that was once lawful to new penalties.
This contradicts fundamental principles of the legality and places religious leaders whose sermons are often public recorded under ongoing retrospective risk. Taken together, these features disproportionately burden the Australian Muslim community. Islamophobia is not recognised as a protected category, despite well-documented increases in Islamophobia and anti-Muslim harm and hate in Australia.
The Danish and Greenlandic foreign ministers are preparing for a meeting at the White House today with US Vice President J.D. Vance, as President Donald Trump reiterates his demand that the US take control of Greenland. Mr. Trump has said the strategically located and mineral-rich island is vital to US security and the United States must own it to prevent Russia or China occupying it. He has rejected arguments that a US occupation of the territory would mean the end of NATO. Greenland and Denmark have repeatedly stated that threats of force are reckless and security concerns should be resolved among allies. At least 32 people have been killed in a crane collapse in Thailand. Authorities say the crane at a China-backed high-speed rail project collapsed onto a passenger train travelling from the capital Bangkok to Ubon Ratchathani province, causing it to derail. The Thai Health Ministry says 3 people remain missing after the accident, and 64 have been hospitalised, 7 of whom are in serious condition. To sport now and in tennis, Bernard Tomic's hopes of an Australian Open resurrection have been dashed, with the veteran making a second-round exit from qualifying at Melbourne Park. The 33-year-old former star was bidding for his first main draw berth in 5 years, needing 3 wins in qualifying to earn a start. But he was unable to back up his first-round victory, falling to Great Britain's Arthur Ferry in their clash 6-4, 6-2. That's the latest from the SBS newsroom. I'm Angelica Waite.